What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Remember we played all the Tommy clips the other night?
Yeah.
So yesterday they did their show, and Evan and Tommy discussed it. Evan took a lot of ownership of being a jackass, basically. But this is kind of the way it went.
I don't like what I became last night. I don't.
Explain to us, those who weren't there.
Now, with that said, what I became last night, Tommy, was not worthy of you cursing me out for 5 minutes on your drive home.
Well, from your vantage point,
I don't think it was fair.
From my vantage, what wasn't fair about it?
Let me get to Evan Roberts. Let me get to this idiot. This schmuck acting like a total classless schmuck. This and he knows what he's doing. He's a penis. Evan Roberts proved to be what he's always been. A wolf in sheep's clothing and a total jackass.
All right, so here
totally
now.
Fair, right?
Yeah. Let me just say this. If one of you guys did that to me,
yeah,
you'd be looking for another job. That's all I'm saying. I mean, like, I, you know, it's Boomer and Geo, it's Boomer and Carton. You guys are big parts of this show, and I love you guys to death. We're all teammates. We do bust each other's chops from now and then. But that is crossing the line.
Where'd the line cross? Bleep and penis?
Well, the whole thing crosses the line. And I just think that right now that super talented Tommy Lugauer needs to be put in his place.
Well, there
probably
wasn't...
should be suspended for at least a week with no pay.
Yeah.
And being and put in a corner.
It's on the table.
And
Big Hurls was talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Loogie.
Came in here yesterday. Big Hurls. He's like,
that is completely it's Evan and Tiki. Am I right?
Yeah. This is why I'm the future.
Yeah, Big Hurls was asking our opinion. I was like, what would you guys do? Would you suspend him without pay? And I was like, this is above my pay grade, man. They paid me to make fart jokes and stuff. Like,
I understand he's doing it on his own personal social media channels and all that. That's fine. But still, he's got to go to work with Evan and Tiki. It's Evan and Tiki.
This is why I'm the future. This is why I'm a generational talent.
There also is the side of it, like, respect is something that's earned. You know? There is that part of it where Evan seems to have not earned the respect.
Well, time
of his
Evan
teammates.
Bought the tickets.
I'm a loser.
Did Evan not buy the tickets for them to go? He didn't have to go.
Does that mean that you're respected if someone buys you tickets? I mean, for God's sake, Sal's going to the Yankee game with Mitchell and Fort Lee.
I know, but yeah,
he bought the tickets.
Would you or I do that to each other?
No, we wouldn't, because we've earned each other's respect.
Yeah, but listen, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying Evan's got to take a hit on this as well.
I'm not saying that Evan doesn't deserve...
See what you're saying about I would fire one of you guys? There's no fear there because no one respects him. So part of that's got to be on him.
Bitch, shut your mouth!
I mean, Al, you've been around this radio business for a very long time. You've worked with some unique characters in your life.
I have, yeah.
What do you think should be done to Tommy Lugauer?
Well, I think these shows kind of police themselves. That's on Evan to do something. fire back or...
Well, let's say, like, because you want to be a program director in some capacity.
No, he doesn't.
Well, he doesn't.
What
yeah, he does.
If you had a chance, if he ran the other way.
Was right by my house, yes.
All right, but, you know, you don't have an opinion as to if, whether or not the company should do something with Tommy Lugauer and his profanity-laced tirade?
Well, yeah, I mean, I actually think this is on Evan.
Why is it on Evan?
Because it's kind of like how you talk about the locker room. Do you want the GM to come down or should the locker room police their players? You know, in some ways, the locker room should police.
Right.
That show should police their
I think what
staff.
I would do, I think if it were me, this is just me, I'd put Tommy on blast for about 2 weeks. You know, go figure out what kind of person you want to be and who you want to work with.
So suspend him for 2 weeks,
yeah.
Saying, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd move Fleegs to the afternoon, take Tommy's spot, and then when Tommy comes back, he goes to work with C-Mac for about 6 months.
six months?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he'll be doing your sports minutes with you.
No, he won't.
Now, here's my question, and Al brought this up yesterday morning. It had a little bit of a wrestling feel to it. Is it possible that this was all
it's the profanity.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It's also the perception.
The perception. Like maybe he's a Democrat and he wants to start cussing now and doing all that stuff. That's fine. But, I mean, he's taking a shot at the guy he works with.
He was. What was amazing to me, and you talk about things slipping through the cracks, Tiki's genuine reaction to all this.
Wait, what happened?
Poor Tiki. I mean, that's all I can think about. It's poor Tiki.
He had no idea. Wait, what happened?
It's unbelievable.
I don't know why I found that so funny, but
well, because I mean, this is a whole big controversy on their show with his name on it. He doesn't even know what's going on.
Wait, what happened?
Oh man.
Oh yeah. So that was yesterday.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine Sal and BT getting into this sort of beef?
Oh, they'd be throwing down.
They would be.
Oh, yes, they would.
Or like if Hoff did a video trashing Sal.
He wouldn't be able to understand what he said.
Hoff would be found in the Meadowlands.
Imagine Dove. Dove would be the funnier one.
You guys are stupid idiots. Basically, have a brain between them. Testosterone-laden weirdos. I work with real talents like Jody Mack.
You know what the afternoon show lacks? Afternoon show lacks a clear leader.
That's true. Well, I mean, Tiki's...
Leaderless. It's a rudderless ship.
No, I don't... I think Tiki just wants to stay above the fray.
Yeah.
And let that kind of marinate underneath.
Wait, what happened?
I mean, he's been in locker rooms his whole entire life, so he can tell a beef when he sees it.
He's got to walk out of here some days.
He's going to blow his brains out.
What am I doing?
I was in a Super Bowl, right? Was Tiki in a Super Bowl?
No.
Oh, he missed the 2001?
Was he in the 2001?
Yeah,
that's right. He was, yes.
Do you think he'll ever get beaten down enough by the guys around that he'll start dressing poorly?
No way.
That's
I can see him just getting up
and leaving
but
one day.
But that's how we'll know if Tiki starts dressing
right,
poorly.
Stop shaving his head.
Yeah,
he doesn't have it in him. And I think Evan's got to really put his foot down today. I really do. Now that I think of it, think of it, and the more I hear of this, and the way that Evan was reacting yesterday, man.
Well, like I said,
Tommy is basically bitch slapping him. That's what he's doing.
Evan did take a lot of responsibility for the way he acted with the phone and the videos. So, whatever.
I mean, see, this is what I mean. Taking responsibility. What?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.